Less than a month ago, Christine Brennan was in town covering the U.S. Figure Skating Championships over at the Savas Center. That was the final chance for skaters to get onto the U.S. Olympic team. And, of course, tomorrow night, the Olympic Games will begin in Torino, Italy, and that's where Christine is now. We have a few minutes to chat with her and find out what's going on. I understand it's not like winter there, Christine.
No, that's right, Paul. It's not. I'm actually outside, about to get into a cab to go to a late dinner, and it is. It's not warm, but it's probably about 40 degrees.
Wow!
And quite pleasant, and no snow on the ground. I've been here since Saturday, and there's no snow. I know there's snow in the mountains. Not that I'm going to see the mountains, but it's kind of a drab, kind of bleak-looking place right now, to tell you the truth.
Now, I read in your USA Today column that there's no real buzz in Torino.
No, not at all. It was the biggest city to host the Olympic Games, Winter Games, almost 1 million people. And so I think that's part of the problem. It's just the notion that, you know, it's a big place and there's a lot going on. And when you have these small alpine cities, you know, these little towns that have hosted the games, although Salt Lake was certainly not that small, but you've had then a buzz and a sense that this is exciting and there's everyone's all into it. And here it's a bit different. There's a quite a bit different feel, actually, and I think it's probably inevitable. As they've gone to big cities, you're going to have this kind of a feeling, kind of like when the men's Final Four goes to domes, you know, that as opposed to being in the small, the smaller gym.
Right. Yeah. I broadcast my show from Albertville, France, for the '92 Winter Games, and that was one of those small alpine cities you're talking about. And you couldn't go anywhere without seeing an Olympic banner or people selling Olympic pins
exactly.
And shirts. That's not the case there.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, there's certain spots we're going to be heading right now. Now, you're going with me, Paul.
Okay.
A taxi cab now, and now we're headed to downtown in Torino. And there certainly are parts where, like the Metals Plaza or some of the piazzas in the middle of the city that are beautiful and that you do get the sense that the Olympics are going on. Or at the venues, for example, at the figure skating venue, they've got all these banners and all the multicolored, you know, the rings and whatever. So you do get that. But you can go for blocks and blocks where you have absolutely nothing that would tell you you're in a city that's hosting the Olympics, you know, starting tomorrow night.
Yeah. A lot of these cities that have done this have found that it was a lot harder to put on Olympics than they originally thought. Are they still building the Olympic venues that are going to be opening up this weekend?
The jackhammering has been going on, and I think I said that's an Olympic sport. You know, it's going to be a gold medal for jackhammering at this stage of the game. Nothing's in danger of not getting done. I mean, they're going to be able to host this, and it's going to be okay. But it's just a very different feel. It's, I think part of it is we should just get used to this. You know, Torino won the Olympic Games in June of 1999. And so the reality is that they, you know, this is before September 11th, and they didn't have a clue about the kind of security budget they would have, because, of course, it was pre-September 11th.
Right.
And same thing happened with Athens. You know, they got socked with an incredible bill, millions and millions of dollars in security costs that they had no idea they were going to have. And so it's a new world, and these cities were bidding in the old world. And so you really can't blame them too much for not having everything looking beautiful and bunting and banners on every balcony, because they're just stretched to the gills here to try to pull this thing off with the security concerns that they must, you know, now address.
Gotcha. Now, you're primarily there to cover the figure skating, and when you were here, there was the whole controversy about Michelle Kwan, who eventually did make the team. What's her status now?
Well, she is. She did make the team. You're right, and I think she's in pretty good shape. You know, she's flying here today or tomorrow, and she is going to be competing in her third Olympic Games. And I think that's the right decision. I don't think it was unfair at all. She looked very fit, according to those who were there. Her stamina was back to normal, and she looked terrific in a. Are you still there, Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Sorry, I got some kind of beeping going on. Well, we're talking between St. Louis and Italy, so I guess it'd have to be a beep or two now and then.
Yeah.
But she looked fit. Her stamina was good. I think she really kind of had a statement, said, hey, I'm back. You know, she did her long program, then waited only 4 minutes, and then did her short program for those monitors 2 weeks ago who were watching to see if she'd be able to compete here in Torino. And I think she kind of left a little bit of a statement, like, hey, I'm back, and don't count me out. And I think she's in the medal mix. I don't think she's the gold medal favorite at all. Irina Slutskaya of Russia is that. Sasha Cohen is, I think, more of a medal favorite than Michelle Kwan. But as we know, anything can happen. The ice is very slippery, and I think you do not want to count Michelle Kwan out for a medal, but I think people would have to make some major mistakes for her to actually win the gold medal.
How about the men? Any Americans in the hunt there?
Yeah, there sure are. Johnny Weir, who won the national title in St. Louis, he certainly should be. I don't think he'll win the gold. Evgeny Plushenko of Russia is the guy there the overwhelming favorite to win the gold. But Johnny Weir is in the mix, and so is Evan Lysacek from Chicago. Evan, who finished second at the nationals. So watch those two, and then Matt Savoy, who's from Peoria. So you've got two young men with Illinois ties in the mix, Evan Lysacek and Matt Savoy. But I think Johnny Weir is the most likely to win a medal, and then Evan would be a dark horse to sneak in maybe if Johnny Weir falters.
Are you going to be covering any non-skating events? Do you get to go do curling?
No, not curling, but I will be going to a couple hockey games, men's and women's, and see if I can place any bets with the Gretzkys. And probably some speed skating, because there's some good stories there. Especially Chad Hedrick's going to be competing in 5 events. Last time we saw anyone try that, it was Eric Heiden in 1980, and he won all 5. Different 5 events now, they've added one. So Hedrick is not going to be in the 500, the sprint. But it's fascinating to watch. We watched it with Michael Phelps 2 years ago, the quest to try to do something that a famous name has done in the past. And I think that's going to make it very interesting in speed skating to see if Hedrick can maybe do what Heiden did 26 years ago.
And I hear that this year that a lot of these inline skaters have put on blades and tried speed skating on ice. Are any of them big names over there?
Well, exactly. That's Chad Hedrick. He is. He's one of those. And that you're Paul, you've been reading up. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
So you've been doing your Olympic research. But no, that's what happened with him. He was watching the Olympic Games on TV, like a lot of your listeners. You know, people just watch the games. And Chad Hedrick, who's from Texas, started watching this and said, now, wait a minute here. I'm an inline skater. There's never a chance for me to win an Olympic medal in inline skating, you know, rollerblading, whatever.
Right.
He said, so I'm going to switch over and I'm going to try. And he's got a very unorthodox style. It's not beautiful. It's not picture perfect like Eric Heiden was. But that's exactly his history. And so he's an inline skater who's now in the long track speed skating. And there's others, too, as well. You know, it's kind of the trend, which is no surprise. You see American kids rollerblading, and then they decide to eventually go to something that they might be able to win an Olympic medal in.
I'm going to let you go here in a minute, but I got to ask you about your old Washington Post colleague, Tony Kornheiser. How about that, getting that Monday Night Football gig?
Well, I just don't know how he's going to stay up so late. You know, he goes to sleep at 9:30 at night, and now he's going to have to stay up on Monday night. So I know that's going to be a big problem for him.
Not only that, they have to buy him a Kornheiser cruiser because he doesn't fly.
I flew with him. We landed in Hong Kong and after the Seoul Olympics in '88, and he was holding on to my hand and just squeezing it, the white knuckle thing. I can attest to he's a very, very very terrible flyer. He doesn't do that anymore. So I think it's great. He's wonderful. I'm thrilled for him. And it's a very cool thing. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. And I'm looking forward to seeing it because I think he'll make good TV.
And Theismann together, too, you know. So all of a sudden you've got the Washington connection from 20 years ago with the Redskins, Theismann and then Kornheiser.
And a little bit of history between the two of them, too.
A little bit, yeah. I think I witnessed some of it. But no, they're both world talkers. I think they'll do just fine together.
I think you're absolutely right. Are we going to see you on TV? Are you doing any ABC and ESPN stuff during the Olympics?
Good Morning America and ESPN Sports Center. Be on GMA tomorrow morning, just talking a little bit about the preparations. So Friday morning on GMA, and then mostly with skating stuff. Can you imagine, Paul, if there's a scandal in figure skating, we might be talking about it on television. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know what? After what happened 4 years ago, I think the story might be, wow, no scandal.
That's right. And we've got the hockey scandal, you know, showing up here in a big way with all the, you know, the men's hockey with all the NHL guys and Gretzky himself probably. So that seems to be the scandal on ice going in anyway.
Well, you'll have plenty to cover there. We'll look for you on TV and in print and USA Today and on the web as well. I appreciate your time today, Christine. Have a nice dinner.
Hey, thank you very much. You have a great show. Thanks for having me on. Always great to talk to you.
Always great to have you on. Christine Brennan live from Torino, Italy, where it's, she is having a late dinner. I think it's like 20 to 10 at night there now. I appreciate her time here on the Paul Harris Show this afternoon on News Talk 1120 KMOX.